This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Glad you could tune in today. Perhaps no story has been reported on in Milwaukee over the past 20 years as much as the transformation of the local economy away from traditional manufacturing. It's had an impact on employment, but that transition is also felt in countless other arenas. But while it continues to be a huge local issue, it's a story of national significance as well. The changing face of Milwaukee is the subject of a week-long series of reports in the National Journal and The Atlantic. They're the work of reporter Sophie Quinton, who joins us from National Journal's newsroom in Washington. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks so much. It's good to be here.
This series on Milwaukee is part of a bigger series called The Next Economy, if I'm not mistaken. Why was it important to include Milwaukee as part of this series?
Well, the goal with our series is to profile folks on the ground, people, places, and organizations that are addressing with certain economic problems, either old problems or new problems as the country comes out of the recession. So in that work, we're going to a number of cities around the country, and we really wanted to include cities that are dealing with things like the decline in manufacturing jobs, places in different regions around the country. So the Great Lakes is one of the regions we were interested in. And we're also interested in mid-sized cities that don't get a lot of national attention, but where there are people doing interesting things. So Milwaukee fit a lot of the things that we were looking for.
The first installment, you referenced the idea that Milwaukee, or at least Mayor Tom Barrett, is seeking to help the city shed its Rust Belt image. That image, would you say, is very much a part of the way the rest of the country still sees Milwaukee?
I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I think when I told people I was heading to Milwaukee, a lot of them said, well, what's going on there? A lot of people don't really know much about the city other than the fact that it used to be a big manufacturing hub and kind of hasn't been able to achieve the strength that it had in that sector back in the 70s.
Why do you think it's important that the rest of the country understand how the new economic realities are shaping a place like Milwaukee?
I think looking at these case studies on the ground really helps people think through the different challenges that people face, both specific to certain regions and also challenges that occur in places across the country. For example, in my series on Milwaukee, I write about a nonprofit in the inner city that's trying to grow a community there that's fallen on hard times, and that's something that any city in the country would love to learn more about because that's something that so many places struggle with.
How did you approach your assignment here? Even with five stories at your disposal, putting Milwaukee in context seems like a tall order.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time. I had to make some phone calls. My general approach with these city trips is to start out by calling some of the big institutions in town. So the mayor's office, the Chamber of Commerce, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, some of the big guys, and asking a lot of people on the ground what is interesting about the town, what the major sectors are in the economy, and if there are any organizations that have come across their path that are sort of doing something that's new. So I start out by making a lot of calls. What I try to do with these week-long series is highlight three different sectors of the economy. So for Milwaukee, I wanted to write a piece about the manufacturing sector and the state that it's in today. I wanted to write a piece about the sort of challenges of addressing poverty in the inner city, because that's something that came up a lot when I was making my initial calls. And I also wanted to write a piece about the Water Council and the city's attempts to grow something new in the water technology area, because that's something forward-looking that's trying to gain some momentum.
Did you find it difficult to get past the PR aspect, if you will? I would imagine when you approach it from the outside, there are probably a lot of people that want to talk about how well things are going and what a bright future all the various sectors have.
Yeah, that's very true. But you sort of know when you make the call whether you're calling a place that's going to give you a bit of a PR spin. I find that oftentimes there are a lot of people in academia that might be able to talk straight with you. And also when you're on the ground and people meet you and are comfortable with talking to you, they'll start to open up about what's really going on.
I'm curious about the poverty angle. We've obviously done a lot of reporting on it from the inside, but as you explored the issue of inner city poverty in Milwaukee, how did you see it comparing to what other cities are struggling with?
Well, that's an interesting question because I thought about the similarities more than I thought about the differences. I think one of the things that Milwaukee struggles with is a lack of resources in the city as a whole. I mean, a city like Chicago is a place that has a lot of money and a lot of philanthropic dollars to throw around. Milwaukee has some of that, but they don't have as much of that going on locally. So that was one difference. I think another difference is that there's a Democratic administration in City Hall, and then there's a Republican administration in the state government. And I think when those two parties are aligned rather than divided, it can be easier to get policies in place that might be helpful or that folks on the ground think might be helpful.
Did you also see, was there evidence as you looked at it that segregation is making a significant difference in how the city approaches things?
I'm not sure if it makes a significant difference. That's definitely something that is particularly strong in Milwaukee, but it's present in other cities as well. It's sort of hard to get past because you're talking about racial segregation and economic segregation. And when people say segregation, sometimes they mean one thing and sometimes they mean the other. So I'm not sure whether the racial segregation part has made things significantly different in Milwaukee as opposed to other places.
You write about the decline of manufacturing and the emergence of industry, of new industries, but ones that don't necessarily bring a lot of jobs with them. Is that reflective of a larger national trend, do you see?
Yeah, I think it's definitely reflective of a larger trend. I think what we see across the country is that a lot of manufacturing companies that are doing really well are big global companies that are trying to keep people in the United States who have maybe a higher skill level than they might have overseas. And we're also seeing manufacturers across the world automate processes that used to require a lot of labor and used to keep a lot of people employed. So as I write in my piece, I think that companies that are on the cutting edge of manufacturing are big economic drivers, but they also don't employ as many people as they used to. And that's a problem in places like Milwaukee, where there are a lot of people who are out of work.
How well did you know Milwaukee before you came here?
I did not know it at all. I have one friend from college who lives in Milwaukee, and that is about it.
Well, and so I'm curious how the city met your expectations, even as you did your legwork before you came here.
I didn't really have very set expectations going in. The only place I've ever been in the Midwest is Chicago, and I didn't really have any other cities, either with a similar economic mix or a similar geographic location to compare it to. So, I mean, one thing that was unexpected that I didn't really realize before I got there is how many old 19th century and early 20th century buildings there are in the urban core downtown. I mean, that sense of history was something that I didn't think I would see.
How long did you spend here?
I was in Milwaukee for about a week, about 5 days.
Were there other aspects to the Milwaukee experience that jumped out at you in comparison to the other kinds of cities that you've reported on for this series?
Well, the only other city trip I've done so far that's been on the ground has been San Antonio, Texas, even though I've done a lot of reporting where I'm calling people who are on the ground across the country. I think that Milwaukee is similar to a lot of cities of the same size that sort of get away from the big cities on the two coasts, and that people are really friendly on the ground. I mean, you get a sense of that anywhere in the Midwest, but also anywhere really outside New York City. So there's that, and I think there's a sense, most of the people that I talk to liked living in Milwaukee and had a good feeling about its direction, and that was a nice thing to hear.
Wisconsin's kind of been under a political microscope for the past few years, and I wonder, as a reporter from outside, whether that puts Wisconsin as a place to watch, either politically or economically.
Oh, I think it definitely does. I mean, that was something that interested me about Milwaukee as well, to be honest. I think that cities that have an interesting political mix tend to both be dealing with their own unique challenges, but there are sort of stories to tell there that you can't find in places where there isn't that conflict.
Any lingering impressions of Milwaukee that will stick with you long after this reporting is done?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough question. You're on the shore of a beautiful lake.
Well, Sophie Quinton, thank you so much for spending some time
with
us.
Thank you.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask what the next city that's going to be part of this series will be.
You know, it's still under discussion. We're thinking maybe a city in the Rocky Mountains or maybe a city deeper into the Corn Belt.
Well, very good. We will be watching.
Okay, thanks so much.
Sophie Quinton joined us from Washington. She's a staff reporter for National Journal. Her series on Milwaukee's transformation is part of a broader series in National Journal and The Atlantic called The Next Economy. There's a link to it from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. 2013 brings a significant transformation to Steve Perlstein, who strikes out on his own as a food truck proprietor. We'll meet him when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio. We'll be right back.